spirit of the morning. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome everybody. Well, wait till that's done. Do we need to get approval of the agendas for then?
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes of the May 17th, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
So moved. Second.
Motion second. Any further corrections, deletions, additions, discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing. Retail liquor license transfer. Timberline Hospitalities LLC, DBA Hampton Inn and Suites to Safari Timberline Hotels LLC, DBA Hampton Inn and Suites, Buffalo, located at 85 U.S. Highway 16 East. Any public comment? Public comment. Public comment. Hearing none. Public hearing is closed. Unfinished business. Ordinance 1409, third and final reading. An ordinance creating Chapter 29, Article 3, Section 15, short-term vacation rental properties. Amending Chapter 29, Article 4, Section 2. Definitions and amending Chapter 29, Article 7, Section 2, subparagraph D. These regulations of the Code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming pertaining to short-term vacation rental properties. Can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1409 on its third and final reading?
I move to approve Ordinance 1409 on its third and final reading.
Second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. More unfinished business. Ordinance 1410, second reading. An ordinance providing an annual appropriations bill for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022. Just on this, there are some changes in the second reading budget. There's added phase one of GIS proposal updates to the city website. The amount of $25,000, that will be for sewer and water. And the police department vehicle carryover of $57,887 because they're still trying to build the one that was budgeted from last year. So, on that, capital improvements of $4.9 million, outside agencies and city affiliates of $357,837, and equipment purchases of $266,736. Can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1410 on its second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1410 passes on its second reading. New business. Can I get a motion to approve the liquor license transfer, retail liquor license, Timberline Hospitalities, LLC, DBA, Hampton Inn & Suites to Safari?
I move to approve the liquor license transfer from Timberline Hospitality, LLC, DBA, Hampton Inn & Suites, Buffalo to Safari.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Liquor license is transferred. Can I get a motion to approve the lease agreement for 149 Stockyard Road? That is a renewal of the lease agreement for the rental property out on Stockyard. And I think the contract is the same as it was last year.
Same amount.
I move to approve the lease agreement for 149 Stockyard Road.
I have a motion to second.
A second.
A motion and a second. That amount was for $950. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Mayor, the term?
Term is for 1 year.
1 year.
Next on the agenda, Chamber of Commerce request for allocation of remaining fiscal year 22, 1% funds in the amount of $9,182. Can I get a motion to approve?
Move to approve the Chamber of Commerce request to reallocate the remaining fiscal year 2022 1% funds of $9,182.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next on the agenda, Engineering Design Associates contract for professional services for electrical engineering or decorative street lighting, Buffalo Main Street, the amount of $10,500, and that is part of the 2024 Main Street project. Can I get a motion to approve Engineering Design Associates for the contract, the amount of $10,500 for the street lights on Main Street?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Are we putting the, or is White out there?
This is going, the engineer plan has to be submitted to YDOT so they can submit it with their bid package for the project.
Thank you.
Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1411, first reading. An ordinance amending section 10.1.8, parts 6 through 9 of the Code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to the collection practices of garbage, trash, and other waste matter. So what that amounts to is, correct me if I'm wrong, but that would be a small increase in your garbage pickup. It's an enterprise fund, and enterprise funds have to be self-supporting. And unfortunately, with the way things are going, we have to make this decision to possibly increase the garbage rates to keep a self-supporting enterprise fund.
$3.60 for your paid residential.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 1411 first reading.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Aye.
Easier, Joey. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1411 passes on the first reading. Under reports, Mr. Kirby.
Mr. Mayor, the day kind of got away from me, so I sent you my update very late. I anticipate you guys have a chance to review that, but if you do, have any questions about that.
Yep. Okay, easy. Joey.
Mr. Mayor, Council, looks like the building department will round out about 22 new homes in Buffalo for this fiscal year anyway. We're starting down for last year's 35, I believe, is what we had. So came down a little. I think that number's going to kind of steady out here over the next year. So, I also had a chance to meet with the a guy from the state who coordinates the National Flood Program, and I just wanted to make everyone that Buffalo is part of that program, and anyone in Johnson County can get flood insurance for them, depending on what zone. Anyone can get it, you'll just be charged for whatever zone you're in, but that is an option for everybody, so I know everyone can do that. There is available flood insurance for Buffalo through that program because we participate in it, and we are, you know, we are part of that. And, so,
what's the name of that program, Terry?
It's a nationally I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's a FEMA thing. So yeah, I'm a part of that, and we have flood mapping, which again I've talked to them, and they're looking to update our flood mapping here in the next 10 years. Within the next 10 years, we're on the list. Last flood mapping was done in 1984, so a little while back. So they will be updating that, but you know, you hear sometimes if you can't get flood insurance and you can't. Anyone in Johnson County should be able to get it through this program, so if they get it or want it. Other than that, this month's agenda, we don't have any applications for the planning department, so we won't have too much on the agenda for that. So. Any questions?
Thank you. Sure.
Chief Sutton.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. So we ended the month of May with about 957 incidents, which is down about 50 from the same time last year. However, we did end up with 12 arrests compared to the 3 arrests at the same time last year, the same month. We just recently had a call for service early Sunday morning, about 1 o'clock in the morning, for an assault. Officer Valentine was en route to that call, got there, found a gentleman that was ultimately struck by a vehicle. When they gave the description of the suspect vehicle, Officer Valentine recognized it from him going to that call. He saw that car, made a U-turn, was able to get that car stopped, and ultimately arrested the driver for a DUI at this time. The investigation is still ongoing as far as any sort of assault occurred, so, but he was arrested and charged with a DUI. Sheep Fest was on Saturday. It was a big crowd, but I talked to actually Claudia Todd today. I called her. She said everything went smoothly, and she appreciated the help that Saturday. It was a good turnout. So with that, I would say that's all I have for this evening. Any questions?
Thank you.
Mr. Cook isn't here, but an update on the Tisdale water line. It does look like there's 700 feet of water lying in the ground, 400 feet remaining, and 2 fire hydrants remaining to be put in for the completion of the Tisdale water line. Mr. Brennan, you want to give us an update on the other projects going on?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The Bozeman water line project, they have got the main line in. They actually put water to that today. And so it's soaking and doing chlorination right now. They're going to pressure test it tomorrow. And then they'll start flushing that line at the, towards the end of the week. And then providing we get passing results and all that stuff, they'll start hooking residents up after that. So that's kind of where that one sets. Flatiron, they've started the demo of the road from the highway going up to Flagstaff. So the storm drains all in, the water work that they had relocating stuff has been completed. And so they'll be getting the O-Rex done and starting to build that road section up so we can start putting concrete down. And that's all they got, unless you got questions.
Are they on schedule?
On
which project?
So Flatiron, they have their substantial completion is July 31st. They have there's a couple of few weather days in there that will have to be accounted for. I don't remember how many off the top of my head. Final completion is 30 days thereafter, but basically substantial completion that around the end of July, having that worked out with their days, would mean that they need to have the road open and usable to everybody that's using it. So, and then on the Bozeman water line, I can't remember, I'd have to look back and see what theirs is, but they're you know, going to be pushing up against it too, just because it's been a tough, with all the rock and stuff, it's been slowly going on that. So I'll come up on that and get back with you.
And you're making sure that they're as close to being on track as they can?
Yes, that's more up to them. That's more up to them with me. I just help whack with the big stick for you.
Any other questions? No questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any oral written comments?
I just wanted to thank the city for supporting the chamber with that. I'm assuming that reallocation is going to be reallocating it. To the chamber because I'm so glad that the doors opened back up And I wanted to thank the city for the past help with the flowers, the buggy. I know that I believe, because my husband here, we drove to get the buggy for the watering of the flowers. And I have a business downtown. We don't have any flowers up yet, but there is a $5,000 watering buggy that the chamber has. And I just really appreciate, as a business owner, I know that the city has supported that. And I know it's a very small item compared to fixing roads and, you know, all the other big things that have to get done. But just wanted to thank you for the support. As a business owner, I just like, it's extremely important to us downtown. And I'm sure all the other businesses around town, but I see the difference downtown, you know, almost immediately as soon as the doors were open. But I would love to see the flowers, and I know that that's not, it's the chambers, you know, but thank you for the past support with that.
Thank you.
Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, June 28th at 1 p.m. City Council meeting, June 19th at 5 p.m. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
Thank you. Approve the bills.
All right.
June 21st.
Yeah, that's one.
Yep.
All right.
My apologies, June 21st.
Yeah, apologies.
What did you say, July?
June 25th.
I said June 19th.
June 19th.
Oh. Okay.
So my apologies.
That's a Sunday. You're coming along if you want.
I'm already here.
No, we might not have to look along. So, thank you for the correction. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second. Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?